biggest problem that we have, obviously, as an open source community is getting the word out there. It's pretty much word-of-mouth marketing. There's no budget for advertising and so on within that community. We need people to say good things. And if you have bad things to say, that's fine, but say them to us. That would be useful. Saying them out to the general community in an uninformed way is very counterproductive and upsetting. It's like you can't stand it when people say, you know, the product's rubbish for the following reasons, and you go, well, you just haven't configured it right, or what you're doing is completely wrong. That's not how you actually work it. And you, just 5 minutes on the phone or via an email would have solved all of those problems before they went into a rant. So talk to us. That's it. Get involved. This is my big slide for open source. Small things can have a big impact. Get involved. Critical. All right. Let's have a look at some code. So what we want to do is give you a quick outline of the Far Cry roadmap. And there's a couple of new version releases coming up. So 5.2 is where we're at today. It's kind of just been kind of newly minted in the last month. And we'll spend the rest of the day after the keynote kind of looking at what you can do today rather than kind of dreaming about what's going to be possible in the future. But just to give you a bit of a sniff for where we're going, 5.3, code name is Formality. This is a platform that should be released, I guess, shortly. So what on earth are we doing in 5.3? Well, one of the big issues that we have with Far Cry in general is the Form Tools engine. Anyone who hasn't built something in Form Tools probably is really missing out, because it's one of the most magnificent things I've ever seen in a framework. It's really cool. You define the metadata for your project and it magically builds all of the forms for you, all the edit handlers, how the form, you know, how date pickers work, how library pickers work, and so on. We'll show you that after the break when we do the kind of Far Cry 101 and do this kind of blitz and build some code. One of the problems we've faced, though, historically, is the way in which this has happened is kind of it's accumulated a lot of detritus over time, and we've been using things like prototype, Scriptaculous, XTJS, a random assortment of a whole range of other JavaScript libraries to build all of these interesting things. So someone will have a date picker they like. We'll go, oh, yeah, that's a great date picker. Let's make a form tool out of it. We produce this date picker, and it's a whole new JavaScript library. And we've begun to accumulate a lot of kind of hacks and patches to get rid of conflicts, and making the thing work has become a nightmare. Plus, in some instances, if you have a form with the right form tool set, you might end up downloading a lot of JavaScript libraries just to get that particular form to run. So there's been a lot of complications for us. EXTJS is the way we were going. That was back in the EXTJS 2.0 days. They went to a GPL commercial license environment that caused us all kinds of problems licensing-wise. And it's interesting that ColdFusion now, if you run ColdFusion 9, you get the latest EXTJS to do whatever you want with. However, all of that aside, we decided to go jQuery. And jQuery is the kind of, you know, new sex on a stick for us in terms of JavaScript libraries. And everything we're doing is jQuery end-to-end. So 5.3 involves a rewrite of all of the form tool elements. So it has a very big impact in terms of the number of different things the user will actually interact with rather than just the developer interacting with. The contributor tray, how many people are familiar with the tray? So you guys are all new to Far Cry. These are little contributor elements that you can interact with to edit content and so on. So the contributor tray, now Far Cry, is jQuery. We've also decided to standardize on Uniform. How many people have ever heard of Uniform? No? Uniform. It's a great sort of standard for markup of HTML building forms. It's totally technology agnostic. However, it's written by a ColdFusion guy, which is interesting. And it allows us to build form elements as discrete little kind of packages of HTML markup. We did that ourselves, actually, at our own kind of Uniform, if you like, for Far Cry. But we decided we'd go with an external standard that other people are supporting, that, you know, there'll be common CSS styling for, and so on. And it will allow you to actually do these in development. Should we show that? Maybe I'll just quickly pull up Uniform. You got Uniform up? What? No? Yep. Punch you across. So Uniform, for example, this is just a standard Uniform page. All of these elements allow you to run labels on the left or labels stacked on the top. When you click in a particular field, it has a highlight and it's active. It's got ways of styling things that are failing validation, putting hints in line. All of these things are things that we do in Far Cry today, which we thought, you know, it'd be great if we had a standard for this. And of course, this provides a standard, which I think will be really good. So it doesn't have to look like this, I should hasten to add. And this is just their CSS, which styles these form elements this way. But it does provide a very standard way of providing hooks for styling individual HTML elements. So quite critical. jQuery UI, the same. How many people have had any involvement with jQuery UI? Oh, okay, so half of us. So jQuery, obviously the JavaScript framework, jQuery UI is kind of a framework on top of that for specifically building UI elements within the jQuery environment. And the nice thing about it is they have styling, so you've got all these things like accordions and sliders and date pickers and tabs and tooltips and so on. But the nice thing is you can actually change the colours, patterns, get themes happening. All of this will become possible within the Far Cry environment, that if you don't like our standard kind of blue and grey, you can go crazy red styling of the date. Great choice. So there are a lot of themes. Grey is the kind of defaultish theme that we'll be looking at initially, and then there's a whole heap of other themes that you can apply if you need to. But again, a nice worldwide community standard for implementing these things. The other thing that's critical for form tools is at the moment, because of the hodgepodge of JavaScript libraries that are involved in that, it's difficult to use form tools in the front end. It's all right in the web top, it's all downloaded, it's cached, it works fine. But when you actually try and build forms and applications at the front end, in the kind of view tier of your application, it becomes a little bit trickier. And so we've really sort of scaled it down and made it as lean as possible that you can deliver your own application interfaces directly through the front end using Far Cry again. Object overviews, we're changing the way in which you interact with the standard objects, and I think probably best to just cut to a demo, talk about some of those elements. I can stop talking and relax for a bit. Nice, sweet. So we're running Far Cry 5.3 here. I should quickly add, and it's alpha at this stage. It's actually pretty stable, but there'll be some glitches and it will have a few funny looks floating around. Take it away, Matt.
So, so we've just logged into the laptop. That's all same. I don't know if, again, people logged into Far Cry. I know there's a few people that haven't used Far Cry, but anyway, we're in the web top. Let's go and view the site now. We can see the new tree with the floating down the bottom. Brings it up over the top of your site. I should perhaps show what historically.
Does everyone know what the web top is? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
So the web top, there's two elements to the Far Cry framework. One is just like any other framework, you can build your views that get hooked up to your model and you provide a kind of interface like a website that's turning up. The other side of it is, though, one of the things that we think is critical for any application is that you actually have an administrative interface that you can actually administer that code. To that end, we provide a thing called the web top, which is a secured environment that allows you to very rapidly build any sort of menuing system that you want, as long as it adheres to this kind of look and feel, tabs, subsections, and so on. It also provides interfaces for actually adding content to your system, and it's all automated. So a lot of the things that you see here, which we'll do again after the break when we see a couple of case studies, is we'll build a bunch of content types from scratch, from the ground up, just build them and show you how you can start adding content and editing things in the solution. And then in the afternoon, we'll look at how you can actually start fashioning and forging those into a proper application. The nice thing about the web top is that it gives you this kind of instant access to these standard, very common features that are kind of critical in any application. You need to be able to administer the content and the tables and so on behind the scenes. These pages that are being built here, where you see title and source and content template, which is a choice of view at the front end, the category subsystem, there's like a versioning subsystem, you can go from draft, pending, approved, and so on. All of these things, again, are part of the framework that, for the standard content type, are automated. They're just automatically there, available for any content type. You can, of course, change the default behavior to be whatever you want, but 80% of the time, it's kind of what you want.
Don't start.
And the other 20% of the time, that's when you need to kind of get under the hood and start working on things. There's a built-in media library, so there's a global image library and file library that's standard as part of Far Cry. You can ignore it and build your own if you wanted to. The extensions that we build, for example, the Far Cry CDN or this Content Delivery Network plugin that I was talking about before that works with Amazon, it works purely based on the fact that it's a file object, not that it's the Far Cry Framework's file object, those sorts of things. So everything is, I guess you've got to look at it, is truly a framework that auto-assembles a lot of things for you, and the CMS is really just a sample application that could be used. I mean, truth be told, 9 times out of 10, we don't even install the Far Cry CMS plugin when we do an installation. We're not doing simple installations for like shared hosting or anything else. We're typically doing big, large-scale content management solutions in that instance.
And we just ever.
So that's just give you a context that we're really talking about tailor-made CMS solutions. And in fact, the old tagline for Far Cry is "Tell it to someone who cares," which is a bit of an irreverent tagline in terms of just being cheeky. I think that's changing now to tailor-made CMS or tailor-made content management. Where was I? The tray.
So that's the web top adding if you haven't seen it. But then we've moved from a...
This is the Far Cry 5.2, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is 5.2. We've got a tray down here in the background that you can hide and view and bring up. One of the big dramas of it was the actual page is now sitting inside of an iframe, and so you lose the location of where you are in the URL. And so because you can't hide that when you're working on the friendly or working on the URLs, that's one of the dramas. Plus the fact that it's EXT, JS, and so you've got the big whopping 250 meg download when you're reading.
Using EXT.js and jQuery at the same time, or is it just more popular?
This is Far Cry 5.2, is just using EXT.js in this particular instance. And in 5.2, it depends where you are, what JavaScript library we'll use. And we'll use fragments of libraries and so on.
So you might be on a page that has a jQuery element, so it's downloading jQuery as well.
So 5.3, it only sounds like a point release because it's only we're changing the form tools, but it's a major change for us. And the jQuery stuff, I think it's been a good change because it's just much easier. Just much easier. And in jQuery, you can isolate kind of like namespaces for different versions of jQuery if you need to. And it just gives us a lot more options in terms of the implementation. So the new tray is actually in line. Some of the problems you face with things like this is the Far Cry view stack, this kind of area where we can build that view, can be anything at all. We don't provide any restrictions at all on what's generated. So it could be XML, it could be, I don't know, just delimited data. It can be XHTML, HTML, HTML5, you name it. People want to produce different things. And the problem for us was coming up with some kind of toolbar that we could implement into the view layer that wouldn't accidentally corrupt the view layer. So by adding our toolbar, we might break the view for that user. And so that's why we went originally EXT.js, and it's a frame which is loaded, so we're not interfering with their rendering of their view in any way. But now with jQuery, the sort of document object model handling is very robust, and if jQuery breaks your design in this particular instance, it's more than likely your design is really corrupted and bad and needs to be fixed. And we've kind of made the decision that before we were like kind of, you know, touchy-feely, we won't interfere with you in any way. Now we're saying if your templates are rubbish and we're causing a problem by injecting a toolbar, then you should really be thinking about changing the templates so they are meeting some standard. It doesn't matter what standard it is, but it has to be some standard to them. That said, I don't think we've come across a corruption yet.
And put a flag in your project that says just don't show the tray.
Yeah, and you can also just say don't show the tray. That's another option. Just remove that as an option for users. What can the tray do, Matt?
Okay, so, I mean, this is sitting, apart from, the biggest probably change from our perspective is that it takes so long. You're refreshing the page and you're recalling out now. The jQuery tray just does it all in line. So it's just doing little JavaScript calls much, much quicker, much lightweight. We can have little snippets of explaining. So I've just shown the detail of this page that we're looking at, and we can put some metadata, put some explanation about what that particular page that we're looking at, what view is it using, when was it last updated, we can go and edit the page inline, so bringing it up, and this takes us to the updated overview page, which if I go and show you the old overview page, you can see significant differences. This was the old, again, ExtJS, building up accordions, a lot of legacy kind of information that's crept into the overview that we've just gone. As Jeff mentioned before when we showed you the wireframes on the wiki, how we tried to come up with a new solution.
It's been a huge effort in terms of usability, in that today you can actually modify this to be whatever you like. This is a view which can be completely changed. What you're seeing here is a default view. So this,
got an example of that.
Yeah, we do actually. That kind of little teaser snippet is just the default view for your content type, and we haven't spent the time to actually dress up those things that come out of the box. And so we're going to spend some time to do that. These are the sort of things that we've done in the past. So here's an example of a solution with exactly the same object overview, but now in the context of this object overview, there's a whole heap of stuff. There's its related media assets, sections and things it's attached to. And you can actually perform editing in context of that particular content type, but that's customized, it's tailored to a specific client. And so half of our problem, I think, is when somebody installs Far Cry CMS Community Edition out of the box and they look at it and they go, oh, that's a bit dull. It's dull only because it's just a default. It's just going, I know nothing about your content types at all. I'm just going to render what I know is definitely going to be there 100%. And so now we're going, again, this is not the final look, this is just literally the alpha at the moment. It'll be definitely this structure, it'll be styled slightly differently. It's all jQuery end-to-end. We've basically said, no accordions, no buttons, no choices. There was one great big, you know, kick you in the head, call to action, which is the big button. That's what you would do 90% of the time when you come to this point. For example, edit the page. And then there'll be a series of secondary actions, which will be what you do the other kind of 15% of the time. And then internally, within the context of the content, like here's the friendly URL for this page, click Manage, Manage Friendly URLs. And it will allow you to, in the context of that information, always provide you with some kind of a dialogue which gives you that opportunity. So again, this is, again, nice thing in jQuery, we've got a modal dialog box floating over a modal dialog box. It just allows us to keep stacking them and then pull them out. So nice opportunity for us to be able to really think hard about the usability of the application. And so 5.3 represents, I think, a massive leap forward in terms of the actual day-to-day functional usability of the website. And because we've concentrated on this, we now have the opportunity to do all this inline. So rather than going into the web top, you can just do everything from the tray. Just wander around the website, make a change, do it all in the tray. Or you can do it from the web top if you want to. And it just depends. Some of the clients that we work with are very large entities. They don't want anybody mucking around in the front end. They may even have it so that their administration is done in a secured box. And then it's all pushed out to, you know, a farm of 10 servers that actually dish the website out. They don't want anyone to be able to interact with the administrative interface on the front end. But then other clients are, you know, they're 5 pages on a shared hosting environment. They just want to go click, edit, change, and away you go.
So we've got what Jeff alluded to before. We've got these related content, and we can go and open a library, and we can select from other pieces of content.
So this is using Scriptaculous?
No.
Drag drop?
And so we've built these relationships. I've selected the utility page. And,
all of these things are configurable too. We'll do this again a little bit later on today. I say this because I know Mark's leaving, but yeah. These sorts of things here...
we're trying to Twitter out, isn't it?
They're all views. They're all views. So anything where you can basically see HTML being pushed to the page, it's a view which you can override and change its default behaviour. How much of that overriding you actually want to do, I mean, you know, you want to keep it to a minimum, but things like related content, if it were a media item, we don't have any images uploaded, but you show a thumbnail of the media item. So you get a whole sense of, it gives the contributor, the editor, the person who's actually dealing with the content, an opportunity to see what on earth is there, rather than just the label of the object. You could put whatever you want in there. So old and busted. Yep.
So we had, you know, people complaining that whilst it was great when we first introduced it, because you can drag and drop, and it got pretty old pretty quick, and why are we dragging from right to left, and all those sorts of things. So,
and the searching, the filtering wasn't great in the library. Mind you, it's pretty good. You can still do a search across all objects and give a filtered list, but still not quite as good as we want it to be.
And so, and you can drag and drop. And
so you can reorder here directly, the array, straight within the environment.
Remove selected and so on. So,
how many browsers do you test in when you...
The web top environment, so all these form tool environments are, we basically look at the current browser and one version back. So in this case, I think actually all of that supports IE6, which is an exception. Yeah, unfortunately. It's one of our worst nightmares.
How do you do your functional testing for UI?
It's sheer manpower basically. It's
we've got a
Selenium and a whole heap of different things.
It's just set up for
We've got a UI page that the idea is we can render every form tool that we build on a page that, and then we can run it through something like BrowserCam, and we can just say this is what every form tool looks like across these browsers. But that's
Far Cry Seymour. Seymour Skinner after Seymour Skinner on skinning the form tools. Seymour Skinner. It's Geek Central. So 5.3 is to be released end of year. 5.2 has just been released. So you're seeing 5.3 hotness at the moment. So Konomos is a client that have today running on 5.2, but it's been pioneering a lot of these new Far Cry 5.3 UI elements, which...
were one of the clients that just... They needed that UI to associate content. They needed to provide it to their contributors who aren't going to have the training, and that the library picker UI was just horrendous for them.
This is a massive e-commerce site. Actually, it's nothing to do with content management, really. People who buy marketing goods can just, like your Microsoft, and you've got thousands of T-shirts you want your own staff to have, or hats, or umbrellas, or whatever. You can order them.
So they're really large corporate clients, have their own website that they can log in, purchase inventory, and draw down on that inventory, and this manages that. And so part of when setting up users, you can associate different product categories. But then this is the new UI that we'll build into 5.3, which is effectively the same thing. So it's a library picker. It looks a little bit nicer. And, you know, you can detach a little bit nicer. You're not selecting drop-downs and detach all and so on. And little things like detaching, that actually just detaches the relationship between one and another. But we can set a flag on that form tool that says delete it. So if you're actually deleting it, it's usually because it's a one-to-one, and you're actually deleting that library item as well. This is just attaching, and they're still available for other things too, as an aside. And so now it's a little bit more obvious what I do. I want to select that one, and it's Ajaxing in the background. I can see that I've got two items selected, three items selected. If I want to see what I've got selected...
So imagine there's hundreds of items there, thousands in the library. You can now just go, show me what I've selected only, rather than the drag and drop to the left.
And I can do my search filtering and so on.
And the other nice thing about this is it'll be a customizable option that you can start to introduce your own filters into the library picker in real time. It's probably maybe Far Cry 5.4 customizable filters. We'll talk about that.
And so very similar thing, but obviously, there uses no training. It's a little bit more user-led. So that's nice, and that's going to work its way into 5.3.